Hello everyone, welcome back to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. I have an amazing woman with me today. I am so happy to share with everyone, Kelly Schwagel. Kelly is a developer of Connected Healing, a method of holistic healing that combines Western and Eastern practices without the use of pharmaceuticals or invasive surgeries. She learned the value and effectiveness of this technique through not only her work as a holistic healing practitioner, but through healing herself of 9 different medical conditions. She facilitates healing for clients around the world through coaching, intuition guidance, higher wisdom, guided emotional releasing, and instruction to teach others how to heal themselves as she did. She is the author of several books. She has a passion and a calling to do what she can do to change humanity for the better. I personally have known Kelly for some time now. I was honored to have her on my Voice America For the Love of Reiki show, and I just fell in love with her. Kelly, I am just so thrilled to have you on BBS Radio with me. I'm so honored. Thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh, Paula V, it is my pleasure.
Oh,
Always happy to connect with you.
yes, we have so much fun. We do, we do. Kelly, I would love for you to take a few minutes to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. And then, how about we discuss something we're both so passionate about? Happiness comes from understanding this life, and share with us how you help others with that.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to. So first of all, I should probably explain that I don't come naturally from the holistic healing realm. I actually have my degrees in education. I've got 3 of them, and it led me to degree, certifications in the principalship and director of special ed and superintendency. And I was actually working as a state trainer and developer when I really got the calling that I needed to go and do more. When I say that, it's because I have been clairvoyant my entire life. And I started just understanding that I was speaking to someone when I was about 8 years old. I realized that I was speaking to someone and they would give me information and such confirmation. And by the time that I was 19 and 20, I was seeing premonitions and visions. And now at this age in life, which is quite a bit older, I end up seeing inside of the body quite often. I talk to people's guides. I listen to their higher selves and really help them to understand this journey. My guides have taught me so much about what this life is, what it's about, and how to navigate through it so that you can find your true authentic happiness. And so what I do now is I host a classroom, an online classroom, and my guides will channel wisdom through 5 different classes a week, and people join my membership and they just are able to learn and grow and navigate this journey in an easier way. We as humans make this life way too complicated, and it's not that complicated. It's really quite easy. And so when I think about this understanding this journey or understanding how to navigate through to find your true happiness, I think it all starts with understanding what this life is about. And when you can take a perspective of this life, of understanding that this is a massive classroom for us to learn and grow through the ego, which is beautiful. We always want to condemn the ego and say that it's terrible, but it's not. Our ego is leading us into beautiful unconditional love because it teaches us through hardship what it is that we need to understand about ourselves to bring us true joy and beauty. So what I do with clients is help them to get into their human conditioning. What is it that you came here to learn? What is it that is supposed to be teaching you? What is it that is a mirror for you to see how you need to grow inside of yourself? And I listen to their guides, and I listen to their bodies, and we just put together a picture of them on how do you need to grow and how do you need to learn. And when you can understand that, it's amazing. This life is so easy. And I want to share something that my guides always say. They laugh all the time at us humans, and they're like, God, you humans make everything so difficult. It's really quite easy.
Oh, that is so
And
hilarious. Oh.
yeah, it's actually hilarious the way that they bring that through. They're like, stop complicating.
Yes.
And And so much of this journey and so much of what I teach about in these classes is how to understand all of this, how to make sense of why we have suffering, why we have pain, why we have lower vibrating emotions, why do we go through these life lessons. And when you can see it from a different perspective, it's not daunting. It's actually beautiful. And so in my classes, one of the very first lessons that I teach is what's called the Tree of Balance. And the Tree of Balance is understanding that if you look at your heart center is like a big, you know, lush green treetop, and you've got roots growing out the bottom of you, anchoring you into this earth and into this existence that you have here. But you also have one that grows at the top of you and anchors you into beautiful source energy, unconditional love. And both parts of the tree are necessary. The earth anchors you into your ego, and the top of the tree anchors you into source love. And it's when you can find balance between those two, understanding how perfect the ego is. And just for those listeners who maybe don't understand this, the role of the ego is to keep you perpetually looking for self-esteem, self-importance, love, and acceptance outside of yourself. And all of that is teaching you to find it inside of yourself. And so it's actually quite perfect. And so when you can really, truly understand this and understand how to navigate through that, suddenly you realize, oh my gosh, I'm just pure love. I don't need love from someone else. I don't need acceptance from someone else. I can't be betrayed. I can't be hurt. I can't be rejected. I can't be abandoned. And when you really get this, my clients, what they say is like, I didn't know I could be this happy.
Oh, love it. That is a beautiful analogy. Oh my goodness. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So with that understanding, that ties them into happiness because they can make that connection and bring that into their lives.
Well, yeah, and you know what happens is that when you realize that emotion is just a vibrational state, so everything in life breaks down into what are called photons or biophotons. So they're little points of light, and those have some quarks inside of them, but that you don't need to know yet. It's important to understand that it breaks down into these little points of light, and these little points of light vibrate at different vibrational levels. And typically lower vibrational levels are very hard for us, and that goes emotionally as well. So some of the lower vibrating emotions are the lowest, are guilt and shame and apathy and fear and depression. And when your body gets into those vibrational states, you're in a very hard existence. So part of finding your true happiness is understanding what human conditioning brought in those vibrational states and then understanding how to heal through that human conditioning because it was perfect. It came in to teach you. And when you can understand that and understand how to move through those lessons without beating yourself up, without, you know, guilt, without, you know, thinking that you're worthless and that life is hard, when you can realize it's quite easy, if we understand it well enough, all of a sudden your joy and happiness are right there.
Yes, yes. I myself personally am just very passionate about the vibration levels that we create. And we create those with our emotions, you know, anger, guilt, shame, compared to a high vibration of love, compassion, trust. It's huge how the focus changes our lives.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, when you can understand that you know, people fear when you have a lower vibration, or they fear getting into depression or sadness or even anger, there's no reason to fear it. Every time we have an experience of those emotions are leading us into a balanced, authentic love, which is true unconditional love. And so when you realize that all of this supposed pain and all of this supposed suffering is not a bad thing, then you can understand how to work with it instead of resisting it.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And bring us into the unconditional love for ourselves as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
quite beautiful.
Yes. So the classes, these new classes, that's the basis of what you're working with?
Yeah. So some of the, you know, I could explain that the very first lesson that I give when people join this class, and these are all live. I do these online live. Mm-hmm. And so people can join a couple different classes, you know, a couple different times a day, you know, depending on whether they're on the East Coast or West Coast or wherever they are in between. And so these classes, the very first one is understanding the ego, understanding that tree of balance. And then we move into things like, these are the names of the classes. They're quite fun, but they'll tell you what this is all about. The second one is called the necessary narcissist. The third one is called the vicious victim. The fourth one is called eat and slice the humble pie. The fifth one is called flowchi, which is understanding your flowy energy and your crunchy energy, or male and female energy, and how to find balance. And then it goes into manifesting and understanding betrayal and understanding the new love. You know, what is love and what are relationships? How do you navigate through them? So once you can start to get some instruction, nobody gave us a good instruction manual on this life, but what my guides are bringing through is an instruction manual on understanding this life so that you can be joyous and happy and find your passion.
I love that. I love that. Let's touch on manifestation for a moment. What would you like to share with the listeners on that topic?
Oh, yes. Okay, so many of you have probably heard about The Secret, and the Secret is wonderful. It talks about the laws of attraction, about creating a vision board, but there's more to it than that. And so there. What we have is that manifestation comes in two different forms. You've got subconscious manifesting, and then you've got conscious manifesting. So conscious manifesting is creating a vision board and saying, this is what I want out of life. But 90% of what's being manifested is subconscious. It's coming out of your heart, and it's coming out of your true being. One of the things I explain to my clients is that our heart actually creates math. It's almost like a Morse code in a way. It's creating a mathematical code that is actually going out into the universe. And you know, what's coming back to you is a result of how your heart is operating. And so if your heart is operating at a lower level, you're going to bring back experiences to match that. That's how this works. Everything in life is math. It's almost like you want to look at life as a big computer program. And how do computers run? Well, you put code into the computer, and it gives you back a result. Well, we do the same thing. We're not separate. There isn't one set of mathematical code for the universe, another one for a tree, another one for a desk, and another one for a computer, and another for your body. They're all the same. The mathematical principles are the same. So we're creating this code based on how we think and feel that goes out into the universe. So I explained that there are two different ways that you can manifest. You can manifest with really low vibration, or you can manifest through love and joy and bliss, which means you've got to identify within you what is it that's holding you back. Why are you bringing the experiences into your life that you are? And when I say bringing in, I mean we're all creating our existence. So if I've got a really hard experience that comes in, I've got to look at it and say, what in me is bringing that experience to me? And then instead of getting upset about it or thinking bad of myself, I look at the human ego, and I look at the human condition. I say, oh, I haven't learned that yet. And so then I could learn from that experience and say, I got my lesson. Because when I expose anything in my body that's harmful or dark or upsetting, it's no longer in the dark because I've shown a light on it.
Yeah.
And when I can look at it and address it by understanding it, oh my goodness, now I can manifest. So the keys to manifesting are understanding what's underneath you, what the undercurrent is, or what emotions are being manifested subconsciously, and then allowing yourself to get consciously into a beautiful space. So here's how I manifest. Hey, universe. I know I always have clients, and I really appreciate that, and I would love to have more this week, and I already know that it's happening. Thanks for letting that happen. Oh, can we leave Tuesday open? Great, thank you. All right, and so then all the clients who call me, and I don't even do anything, they just call me. Suddenly they're calling, and I get the perfect amount that I was looking for because I co-created with them, and I'm getting into a place inside of me that is joyous, that is love, that is joy, that is bliss, and anytime anything crops up that's negative, I look at it. I don't push it away. And what happens, yeah, it's really that simple. When you can shine this light on things inside of you, you can really bring it into a joyous space. And I am working. I'm not sitting by the edge of the pool, popping bonbons in my mouth going, I am manifesting. No, of course not. I'm actually getting into this place where I'm going to work, but I'm going to work when something shows up based on what I asked for, or I'm going to work when inspiration hits me. Instead of thinking I'm in control and I'm going to force everything to happen and make life happen and work really hard and make all this money and that's just creating resistance into your world, and it's actually unhealthy.
Oh, Kelly, you are just so fascinating. You are so fun to listen to. I could listen for hours. I enjoy you so much. We do have to pop out for a commercial, though. Everyone, we will be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just popping in, I am chatting with Kelly Schweigel, and we are having so much fun. I'm just so excited to get right back into it, Kelly. I would like to ask if I know you believe that all of our physical ailments are a result of how we think and of how we feel. Please share your thoughts on that for us today, Kelly.
I'd love to, and especially coming out of that conversation around manifesting, you know, how we think and how we feel is really what's being manifested into our world and bringing things right back to us. But that's not exclusive of our world. That comes right down to our physical body. I'd alluded to earlier, spoke of earlier, that we break down into these little points of light that are called biophotons. What my guides have shown me, and it's actually really beautiful, they've actually got some great photos of this, of inside of our protons and neutrons, inside of our molecules, you can actually see your conscious thought, the way that it maps out your conscious thought. Inside of our very basic being, our little points of light, that is nothing but our own consciousness, how we think and how we feel. And so I'll share that. One of the ailments that I had back in the day was I had asthma and chronic sinusitis and Kienbock's disease. Now, Kienbock's disease is in my wrist, and it's a bone disease where my bone dies, and I've had six bones that I had to have removed from my hands because of them dying. And your hands or your arms are actually an extension of your heart chakra, and or it's based on how much you love yourself. So when I was in a place where I wasn't in self-love, what happened to me is that I got asthma because that's what was in my genetic code. So I have in my genetics, I have the propensity toward fibromyalgia, toward asthma, and toward Kienbock's disease. None of these needed to manifest in my body if I were in a place of love. But because for me, I believed at one point that I was worthless. I believed I wasn't a good person. I believed that I was a sick person. I believed I was a broken person. I had self-esteem issues. But because those things were present, I actually got into this place where I manifested asthma, and I manifested fibromyalgia, and I manifested this Kienbock's disease. The minute that I got into a place inside of me of self-love and realized, oh, my God, I'm not a bad person. I'm beautiful. And, oh, my God, I self-esteem, it doesn't matter whether anyone else loves me. I love me. I just am love. I can't look for love. I just am. All I can do is radiate it. When I truly understood that, suddenly, I have no asthma, I have no fibromyalgia, I have no Kienbock's disease. They just left. And I did that, like you explained, with nine different illnesses. The most recent one I will tell you about, I've had 11 operations, and not just on Kienbock's disease, but throughout my body. And the last one, I was born with hip defects. And when my right hip gave out, it was horrible. I had bone that was misshapen. I had cartilage that had turned to bone or ossified. And then my cartilage tore in multiple places in my groin area and around my hip. And then I had bursitis in the side. So I had that reconstructed. You know, they had to remove the bursitis. They had to reconstruct the hip. They had to, you know, sew together the cartilage. Well, before I knew it, the other one went out. And I knew at this point that I would never have another operation again because I knew that I broke down into my own conscious thought. And I sat there and I struggled and I said, could I really heal my hip? Could I really heal bone and tissue and cartilage? Could I do this? For a week, I struggled with this going, you know what? You're insane. The scientists say you can't. The doctors say you can't. Society says you can't. What makes you think you can? And I said, this is what I heard my guide say, because you know you break down into your own thought. You're not solid. You're little points of light. You know that. The scientists will show you that. The doctors know that. And I said, okay. I'm doing it. And it took me 3 days and I healed my hip, and it's been 3 years, and my hip is actually stronger than the one I had operated on. And the MRIs will show you how bad it was.
And 3 days, 3 days it
in
healed.
3 days, oh. 3 days. And this is also what I share with clients about how to heal your own body. And when you can get into a place inside of you of love, because you understand this journey, because you understand what this life is about, and you understand the physics of your body, then you realize, oh, my God, I have more power and control than I ever thought that I could have. You know, the only one who makes us powerless is us.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. We
Yeah.
are in charge. We really are, aren't we? And many times it can seem like it's just what everyone tells us, but really we're in charge.
Oh, I know. Oh, and I think that's so funny. I joke around all the time. I'm like, you know, people always come up in Ojai because I live in Ojai, California, and it's a very, you know, hippie town, very spiritual. You know, we've got a healer a block here. And so people are like, oh, you're such a light being. And I'm like, yeah, yep, we really are. You know, this isn't mystical. This is actually, nope, we really are. We're light beings. We break down into little points of light that carry our conscious
Yes. Oh,
thought.
I love it, Kelly. Would you mind briefly sharing with the listeners your website and how they could get a hold of you to partake in your great classes and your services?
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
My website is actually my name. So it's kellyschweigel.com. So my name is spelled KellyschweigelL.com. And on there, you can learn about what's called the Inner Circle. And the Inner Circle is the Inner Circle with Kelly Schweigel. And I offer, oh boy, four different wisdom classes a week that you can join live or you can listen to recording. I do every Wednesday night, I do a live channeling where people can call in live and they can ask questions of my guides, personal or just general questions about life. My guides have nothing that they won't touch. They're amazing when they channel. And then we have a private Facebook group that everyone belongs to. They get discounted sessions. And every month I send everyone a workbook on understanding the human conditioning where they really get into, so it's a video lesson and workbook where they really get into understanding what it is that they're carrying. What is your vibrational level? What human conditioning are you carrying? Where are your patterns? You know, what is it, who are the people in your life and how are they mirroring to you? So all of these are just a monthly workbook that's sent to people. And then we have an end of year party, and that's this year in October.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and so I do all of that for $30 a month, and I do it that at such a low rate. It's crazy what people have said, but for me, this is more about teaching people about how to find joy in this life, teaching people about how to be happy within themselves. And for me, the money doesn't matter, but I know I needed to. So I charge, but not much.
Yes. Oh.
And it's very purposeful. And we have a great group.
Oh, you affect so many lives, Kelly. You just the day I met you, I just fell in love with your energy and said, "Oh, an energy sister. You affect so many
Yes.
lives. I love it." Well, we
Yeah.
just have another moment of the show to go. It goes by so fast. What last words would you like to share with the listeners today, Kelly?
You know, I'll tell you, the book that I wrote called What If is really about changing humanity. And I have such a passion, as you do, for changing humanity. And for me, that comes down to each and every individual finding their own personal joy, their own happiness. And all of that comes through understanding what you're doing here in this life in the first place. So if there's anything I can do to everyone, it's just encourage you to get the instruction that you need, to get the understanding of who you are as a being that you need to allow you to move into happiness.
Oh, I love that. That is so fantastic. And Kelly, I just want to thank you for all the lives you affect and the beautiful energy that you put out there for all of us. We are just really blessed to have you on the show today. I love it. And I would love to do another show down the road. It would be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'd love to. Pick a topic. My guides are fun.
I know, and you have so many different topics you could talk about. We could have fun over and over and over. So that's what we'll have to do. Oh, so to the listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us. Love, hugs,
Okay.
blessings. A happy day to everyone. Kelly, love, hugs, blessings to you. Happy day.
Yes, and back to you.
Oh, Paula V signing off until our next episode. Thank you, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Paula V here with the Why Am I So Happy show. I am thrilled today to share with you Cheryl Goodrich. She is the developer of the Living Water Frequency. The purpose of these frequencies is to begin the process of shifting the upside down understanding and meaning of the flow. Oh my gosh, that sounds so fantastic. I am so excited to hear more about this. First off, I would love to say thank you so much, Cheryl, for the honor of having you on my show. I am really grateful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Paula B. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm just so excited and so thrilled to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I would love to start with just to have you share a bit about your background and what triggered you to develop the Living Water Frequency.
I'm a massage therapist. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I practice NLP psychology, and I'm also an ordained minister. And I don't know for sure how many years ago it was, but I began to study frequency medicine. That's all remedies is what they are. And the journey took me, first of all, as I was doing massage therapy, I began to incorporate some information that I was hearing into my massage therapy. And so as time went on, and I incorporated this, and it's a long story about the innocence and about releasing the innocence from the mind that has been trapped within the mind-body. So I began to do what I would call release treatments, helping people release within their mind their innocence. And so as I began to move forward on that, I began to hear information about collecting water. So I began to collect water. I really didn't know what I was supposed to collect it for. And then as I collected the water, I began to also hear about, you know, using it in my frequencies or using my frequencies in the water. And so then I began to add crystals in my water, and I began to use a little bit of aromatherapy in my water, and then I began to charge the water with color. In other words, what I would do, it would be transparent color, and I would put the bottle outside and allow the sun to hit the color as though the water was being the color of the water was being transformed by the color of the bottle. So then I began to put all that together, and what I began to slowly begin to realize was that I was incorporating all of the elements of the earth, or all the natural elements in my water. And once they began to be incorporated all into the water, I began to understand what I was doing this for. And this occurred probably over a period of about, I would say, 10 years. And I'm still just now, realizing and recognizing what this water is for. So, it's just taken me a long time. And so, you know, like I have, like right now, I have three different frequencies, living water frequencies that I'm using as an introductory. One is called awakening frequency. One is called sanctuary frequency. And the other one is called dispel. And because the spirit has basically, what it's done is gone to sleep. It's gone to sleep because we are so body oriented or so body infatuated. The consciousness is so infatuated with the body. The spirit has gone, well, you know what? You know, consciousness is not paying a lot of attention to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to sleep. And so consciousness and the body have a relationship, and we have forgotten how to have a relationship with the spirit. So the awakening formula is to begin to slowly awaken the spirit within. It's kind of like a fairy tale, you know, like the true love kiss. The true love's kiss comes and awakens Sleeping Beauty or Snow White. And that's basically the same thing, only this is consciousness awakening. We are working towards consciously awakening the spirit within so that the spirit becomes the dominant force rather than the body. So that's basically how the waters work.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Describe the other frequencies as well that you add. There's three, that's correct?
I have, yeah. Those are the names of the three frequencies that I use. But like the water, the color charged water, when I use the transparent color and I put it in the sun, that is fire.
That's the fire that I, because it transfers, the sun hits the color of the bottle, and then it hits the energy of the water. The water is obviously water, and the crystal that I use in it is earth, and then the last one that I use, well, I use also use the aromatherapy, because we are sensory beings, and when we were born, with one sense instead of five senses. And what we have done is we have shifted that one sense into five separate body senses. And when we did that, we set the spirit aside, because the spirit basically only works with one sense, and that's called innocence. And what we have done is when we did that, we fragmented our spirit. And so it's being forced to serve the ego, or the what I call the iron will of the ego, because it's all fragmented. So what we're in the process of doing is putting our spirit back together again so that it is whole and complete, and it's called one wholeness now. And the one wholeness now of the spirit is moves in a different direction than the current or the flow of what our world moves in right now. We're actually moving on a linear timeline. That linear timeline is not, it has a beginning and the end. And a real timeline, what it is a spiral. So what we're doing is we're moving off of the linear timeline, and we're moving back into a spiral timeline. The spiral timeline is a world without end. It just goes on, and it's infinite. It goes on and on and on and on. But because we have ended up on this linear timeline, what we do is we keep coming back here trying to straighten out the mess that the spirit is in, because we don't understand the problem. We think the problem is coming from something else, or something that we need to do to straighten out the problem. But this problem is actually coming from the fragmented spirit.
This is so fascinating, Cheryl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love it. I am so intrigued. This is fascinating. And I love crystals. So I would love to know what, when you say you also use crystals with the water, may I ask some of the crystals that you use and why?
Well, you know what? I was experimenting with that, and I was using different rocks, and I was using different mostly just the quartz crystal. What I found was if I use certain rocks, I should say that I also use salt in my water, because Jesus said you are the salt of the earth, and salt dispels really negative energy. So when you spray the frequency in your aura, it's not to be taken ingested, but it's sprayed into your aura, because it affects the emotional body, not the physical body, but the emotional body, because that's where the spirit, the true home of the spirit is in the emotional body. So what salt does is it dispels lower energy. So I was using the crystal. What I use the crystal for is because crystal is a living rock, and so it can be programmed with our intention. So it's more of an introduction into using the spirit to program these crystals, so that, you know, we put our own intention into the water as well. It's not just me, you know, me creating the water or me developing the water and giving it to somebody. It's also them understanding that they within them have this spirit that they're awakening, and they want to, what they want to do is they want to awaken that spirit by using their intention, awakening their spirit with their intention, because our intention is towards the body, and our intention, once we shift our intention towards the spirit is unlimited in power. The body is limited towards what we can force and manipulate, but the spirit is unlimited.
Oh, I love this. This is just amazing. So,
thank you.
And with the, you said aromatherapy. Tell us, we have about 1 minute until we go to commercial, but tell us a little bit about that, please.
Okay, what I do is, like for the awakening formula, or the awakening frequency, I use a lavender, because lavender is it's very quieting, it's very relaxing, and it depends on what frequency that I'm using to help with the energy that I've made the frequency with. The dispel energy, or the dispel frequency, has what is it called? Rosemary. It's rosemary, and because rosemary also dispels lower energy or energy that is negative, so that it works in conjunction with the salt. So that, you know, it's also because aromatherapy, because we are sensory beings, and when you smell, when somebody smells something, it suspends all other body senses. So we're only using and we're only focusing on one sense when we use the frequencies. And that's the one sense that, you know, when it smells. I don't put a lot of scent in there because I've just learned that that's not what, you know, that's not what it's for. It's more along the lines of just suspending that all other body senses for just a moment so that the focus is more on that higher spiritual sense or that higher spiritual being.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is fantastic. We do have to pop out for a commercial, but everyone, I will be right back with Cheryl. Cheryl, we will be right back.
Thank you, Paula B.
You're welcome. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here with Cheryl Goodrich. She is sharing some awesome information with us about living water frequencies. This is absolutely fascinating. This is something new. I'm very into water and crystals, frequencies, all that. And the fact you're putting this with the water, I'm just fascinated. So, Cheryl, I would love to ask, where are the living water frequencies used and how are they helpful when we use them?
The living water frequencies are used inside of the emotional body, which is also identified as the aura. That is because the aura is associated with our emotions and not the physical body so much. What happens is that we automatically bring our awareness, lift our conscious awareness to a higher level. That higher level is actually in the fourth dimension. We are grounded in the third dimension because of the body. But when we use the living water frequencies, what happens is our conscious awareness begins to lift higher into that emotional body, which is in the fourth dimension. That's also the place where miracles work. So the living water frequencies actually work in conjunction with miracles. There's a lot going on in the fourth dimension that we really do not even understand. Say, for instance, the space that exists between you and I. Of course, we're in different states right now, but if we were standing in front of one another, there would be an empty space that existed between us. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on, a whole lot of information that is going on within that space that we do not see. So what the living waters does is it begins to introduce us to that space so that we can become acclimated to that space and begin to use that and explore it as pioneers, as living universal pioneers, because most of what is going on in that space, there's a whole lot more going on in that space than there is in the body space. So that's what the living waters, that's why they're created, is to help understand what is going on in that space. Also, I would like to say this, is that we are responsible for our own thoughts. Our own thinking, we cannot, I mean, even God cannot change our thought process because we have free will. So what I have found with this is that when people use the living water frequencies, is that it will eliminate and it will help undo memories, because the mind hangs on to everything and doesn't let go of anything. It holds on to everything. So when we spray this spray inside the aura, the things that just need to let go of, it just automatically let go of. The mind recognizes, conscious recognizes that it doesn't have any purpose, so it just lets it go. But the things that we block that are really no help to us at all, that the frequencies can't undo that. But they bring the problem or the block to our attention, so that then we can begin to deal with those blocks. For instance, I had one woman that had, she was using the frequencies, and she said she was feeling more confident, she was feeling really good, she was having some really good experiences, and then all of a sudden, the frequencies ran into one of her blocks. She began to have accidents, so she quit using the frequency, because she blamed it on the frequency. what the frequency was actually doing was showing her that there is a problem here. I can't move through this block. You have to deal with that because we are responsible for our own thoughts. Nothing can break through our own blocks except us. We are responsible for those. Oh. So, you know, that's one of the things that if you're really, really looking to heal and really, really looking to move forward in your spiritual life and move forward on this new path that everybody is being asked to take, the living frequencies are a fourth dimensional product. They're not a third dimensional product. They are a new earth product that helps us make that journey into that new earth and to make that, explore that dimension that we're moving across to move into that fifth dimension.
Yes. So this living water frequency, these frequencies, this really is just absolutely amazing for an individual's spiritual health, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's not the physical health, although I can tell you another story about another woman that she was the very first person that used the frequencies. And what happened was she lived in Nebraska and she was getting ready to move out of Nebraska. But what happened was she was attacked by a serial rapist. And when she was sleeping one night, he didn't end up raping her. But what he did was he beat her savagely, severely. And then he left. He got away. Well, she moved to another state. And during that time, I sent her one of my frequencies, and this was when I was just experimenting with it. She's a very spiritual person. She's an astrologer, and what happened was this beating, what it did, this attack, it left a dark area in her mind that she just could not get through. And lo and behold, she moved to another state, and she used this frequency. She said, "I'm not going to use it until I'm ready to use it." Well, she used it within a week. They caught the rapist, and she was called back to Nebraska to testify against the rapist. She was scared to death, but she went, and it was a wonderful experience for her. She was supported universally, spiritually universally, because she was using the frequency. That was her intention, to help with that, to engage with her spirit. So she was supported with that, and when she walked away from the situation, she was supported by the prosecutor, the judge, and also the defender. And so what happened was she walked away, she was in a much better frame of mind. All of that darkness had gone, and she was able to get on with her life again, to get back basically where she was before this dark thing entered into her mind. So, yes, you know, it does, like I said, it works at the spiritual level to remove that darkness and that negativity that we have in our mind. It doesn't necessarily heal the body. Although I'm not saying that it wouldn't, and it doesn't help with that, because anything that's going on with the body, physical body, has to do, there's darkness in the spiritual mind or in the aura that we're not detecting that is causing a problem in the physical body.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Oh, exactly. And Cheryl, who would benefit from using the frequencies? Anyone? All of us?
Yeah, anybody would benefit from them. I can't, you know, if you are ready, I mean, I would say this, because they are very, very spiritually, in tune. I would say this to anyone: ask first before you use them if you're ready, because when you use them, you're going to experience, you're going to change your mind. Your mind's going to begin to shift, and you're going to be able to feel some positive emotions that is natural to feel. But then again, you might run across something. The awakening formula, I'm going to say not so much, because it is a slight awakening. Now, I gave that to one of my friends, and what her experience was that she had a person in her life that she was having problems with, and she just walked away. And it helped her to walk away from the situation so that she was not constantly involved in it. So that helped her. It's a living frequency. So what it does is it tunes in to who we are, and it goes to the places where we're not going to go, but it's not invasive. So it goes to the places that is the most helpful for us. We did not end up without our spirit in an unnatural order. In other words, we removed our spirit or fragmented our spirit in a specific order. And that specific order has to be undone in that order, too. It's not like you would undo something that you started with at 4 years old. You wouldn't do that, you know, right there. You would do it. You'd start to unravel it a little bit at a time rather than starting at the beginning. You unravel it. It's a slowly unraveling process.
Yes, yes. So you would say when the frequencies are used, the effects are going to vary with that individual, with that.
Yes, because it's a living frequency. You know, it's just like, I would say, just like going to a psychologist. A psychologist does not treat everybody exactly the same way because everybody has different problems. So it's going to deal with your problem because it's a living frequency. Yes.
I love this, Cheryl. I'm fascinated. I can't wait to try it myself. We are down to about 2 minutes left. What last words would you like to share with the listeners and maybe share how they can contact you to find out more or start using this frequency water?
You can go to my website. I have a Living Water Frequency website. You can go there and you can purchase. I've only got the three, the Awakening, the Sanctuary, and the Dispel Frequency, Living Frequencies on there. Now, I've developed more frequencies, but what I am finding is that they're too intense and they go too deep, and people are beginning to feel that they needed to back away from them. So I'll just say, you know, I'm learning as well because it's a new product. It's a product that, you know, I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning. So I'm, like I said, I'm still investigating or still exploring which direction to go with them. So they can reach me. They can also reach me. They can email me at themiraclealchemist@gmail.com. They can also, I have a phone number they can call, they can leave a message on. That is 863-325-3128. That's 863-325-3128. What I would say, my final words are to, how serious are you about moving forward in your spiritual life? Because the frequency of the changes that are occurring in this world are not what I would call anything that is going to lift you up at first. First, it is destructive. It's a very destructive force, and that's what I have found in my own life, is that the force is destructive because it has to destroy what does not work for you. And some of those things we believe are helpful when they are really not helpful. So what the living water frequency does is it begins to remove the blocks in our own mind and helps us on our journey without getting so involved in it, so afraid of what is going on, because we have an idea of what to expect on this journey as the living water frequencies are used.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today. And I also look forward to having you on my For the Love of Reiki show on Voice America as well, and share more of this amazing information. You are just really, really intriguing. I love this. I love your story. And to all of our listeners out there, hugs and blessings. A happy day to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Cheryl, hugs and blessings your way as well, and a happy day.
Thank you, Paula V. And I want to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, everyone.